Your financial choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature, or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter, nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney. And while I'm on the topic of what the topic is tonight, I have to make a correction. Last week, the topic was children and finances and how to handle that. And we do have a service here. It's on demand. You can go back and listen to any of the old programs of Your Financial Choices going back quite a while. So if you want to revisit that topic, you can do so by going to our website, wdiy.org. Tonight's topic is resources in the community, financial and otherwise.
Welcome to the show, everyone. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. And you can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org. That's also helpful for folks who are outside our listening area. You can stream online live with us. Today is June 19th, 2019. The markets were up, the Dow closing at 26,504, the NASDAQ at 7,987, and the S&P at 2,926. As Neil mentioned, our topic tonight is resources in the community, financial and otherwise. We are live tonight. We'll take your questions. Lori C. is in the studio with us this evening. We'll answer your calls, take your information, and we ask you to mute your radio so you can hear me without the delay and we can talk without confusion if you're talking live with us. If you are not comfortable talking live on air, you can always just give your question to Lori. She'll write it down and bring it in. We do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. And while I typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic, and I'll do my best to answer them. The number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. Email is also available at yourfinancialchoices.com. So in thinking of topics for shows, I do want to remind listeners, if there is ever a topic that you're interested in hearing more about that we haven't covered, or maybe perhaps we've covered it, but you'd like a little bit more detail, we welcome show ideas. I recently had a client mention an idea, which I'm hoping to bring to the show in the next several weeks, which is decision-making on long-term living arrangements. So as many of us age and our parents are aging and getting older, what are their options in living as far as downsizing, moving into condos, townhomes, 55 and plus communities, or perhaps those long-term communities where you move from independent living into assisted living into nursing care. So I'm hoping that that would be a topic that we can cover. And I think it was a great idea because there's a lot involved in the decision making and a lot of financial decisions in the decision making. So if you ever have ideas that you'd like us to cover, just shoot me an email at yourfinancialchoices.com and send those show ideas. And I certainly would be happy to try to incorporate some of those. I was talking with Lori as we were walking in tonight and realized that this September we will have been on WDIY 10 years. So it'll be 10 years this September that I've been here and bringing that education to our listeners. And very happily, as I always say, we have the most sophisticated listeners in the Lehigh Valley, which I absolutely love. So in always coming up with ideas and topics to talk about, so that we try to turn things over new once in a while, I was thinking, I'm involved with a number of organizations, and I I'm often flabbergasted by how many services are available out in the community. I'm involved with the United Way, and in particular, an affinity group with the United Way, Women United, which is a great organization where women come together with the power of the purse, with our dollars, philanthropic women come together and can direct our monies in the community to help women, children, and in particular through education and literacy. And I was just, you know, really proud that we are able to support programs that bring resources and help to those in need. And I started thinking there are a lot of resources, and regular listeners know I love using government websites for some of the resources that we have, in particular IRS.gov, because there's so much information there, SSA.gov for Social Security, Medicare.gov for Medicare issues, healthcare.gov for healthcare and marketplace insurance comparisons. And I thought, in particular, maybe for the people in our community, maybe it would be helpful if we looked at some of the resources that we have right here in the Lehigh Valley that could be financial resources, but also some services that would be available. So I thought, let's talk about some of the resources that are available. And for example, financial. I'm going to start with the financial ones because it's talking about setting up a business or thinking about it. And we have a couple resources to highlight there. And then Lehigh County and Northampton County both offer resource guides for various programs and assistance that people may need. And so I just thought we'll go through some of those. So in the past, I also had guests come on from Lehigh Valley SCORE, and there's lots of resources through Lehigh Valley SCORE as to starting up a business, learning more about starting up a business, people who might already have a business, where they can get support, mentors, resources, workshops, and things like that. So if you want to go back and listen to that show, that is in the archives, as Neil mentioned at the top of the show, wdiy.org under local programming. You can go to Your Financial Choices, and we have so many topics that we've covered over the past 10 years, and there's probably, I would guess, maybe even several years of shows still on the website, again, wdiy.org. So Lehigh Valley SCORE, their website is lehighvalley.score.org. And what they have, like when you first go to the website, they have links for free mentoring, local workshops, and then free resources. So you can click through those to get more information. But the mentoring, it says, whether you're just starting out in business or ready to sell or retire, you can get free confidential business advice from expert advisors committed to helping you succeed. Meet face-to-face in one of our mentoring locations or connect with one of our online mentors. So you can click through there to get more information on that. But that is a huge service, especially for people who are trying out a new business idea. These folks, these mentors, are people who have years and years of experience. Quite often they're retired people who have been in corporate America or have been business people themselves, and they bring a lot of experience. I met with someone today and they said, you know, let's not recreate the wheel. Let's use someone else's experience to help kind of be ahead of the curve on things. So it's a great opportunity and a great organization, a nonprofit organization that is trying to help spur business and support business and help business. So we're at our first break, and when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about their local workshops and then some of the free resources that are available on that website. And then I also want to talk about Lehigh University Small Business Development Center and some services that are available through that. If you have questions this evening, you can talk live on air with us or give your question to Lori C. She'll write it down and bring it in to the studio. The phone number is 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
WDIY offers many choices and real voices.
This is Tom Druckenmiller. Join me and our other folk music hosts each weekday evening from 7 to 9 and Sunday from 11 to 1 for a great mix of classic folk, bluegrass and old time, Celtic, blues and contemporary songwriters, plus interviews, concert information and more.
WDIY is the Lehigh Valley's local source for NPR news, public affairs and diverse music at 88.1 FM and streaming on WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert, and you're listening to Your Financial Choices right here on WDIY. We are talking about resources in the community, financial and otherwise, this evening. As I had mentioned, a great organization to help folks who are setting up a business or thinking about setting up a business, or even if you are in business, maybe you're thinking about doing a transition or finishing up your business, you can get a lot of information from the folks who volunteer for this organization. And they also have workshops. So on that website, lehighvalley.score.org, there are links for free mentoring, local workshops, and free resources. So in looking at the workshops, I see one coming up on June 27th, which is a Thursday, and it's 6:30 to 8. So folks who are working, maybe you're one of those people who are currently employed and you've always dreamed about having a business and you just have never known how to, you know, start. Well, here's a great idea. Legal issues for your small business, Thursday, June 27th, 6:30 to 8. It is at Lehigh Carbon Community College, and it is going to be hosted by Ed Overtree, an attorney and SCORE mentor, and he will distinguish between your choices and assist you in finding what fits your business as far as organization type. So do you know how to organize your business? Should you be an S-Corp, C-Corp, LLC, sole proprietorship, or partnership? Do you know the differences, the advantages, the disadvantages? Do you know how to organize and pay your taxes? You know, at the end of every show, I say be proactive, not reactive. Be proactive because it's harder to fix things or change things after you've already done them. So this is a great idea before you start a business to understand the different types of tax entities you may have in your business. An S-Corp is very different than a sole proprietor, and a C-Corp is very different from a sole proprietor as well. Many people don't understand what an LLC is, so you can get more information on that. So if you're interested, there are many other workshops that they offer. Frequently, they offer workshops of different topics. So that is available on that website again, lehighvalley.score.org. Free resources that they have there as well. And sometimes that's what you could get help with as well if you're thinking about starting a business. Sometimes it's just getting pointed in the right direction. You might have a lot of the framework that you might need, but there might be some additional resources that would be available. So, for example, the resources they have shown on their website are the SBA.gov, so the Small Business Association, general information about SBA guaranteed loans, business plans, forms. There's lots of booklets on different business topics. Let's see, SCORE, the National SCORE website, IRS.gov. There's something about PA Biz Online, Pennsylvania Department of Revenue, which they reference Pennsylvania rules regarding legal requirements for your business. A lot of people don't realize when you start a business, depending on where you start it, you may have some other tax obligations than just your income tax obligations. You may have business privilege tax, depending on where you know, township or city you're carrying on your business. You may have sales tax, and sales tax is probably one of the most confusing things. So you want to make sure if you're selling something, is your product going to be subject to sales tax? It depends on what you're doing. there's a huge book on sales tax on the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue, but maybe you could save yourself some aggravation by getting a little help with maybe someone from SCORE or a mentor who could help with this. The Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, of course, that is great for networking with business professionals. The chamber has a website. You can get lots of information. They have a number of different groups with the chamber. The Women's Business Council, they have, you know, diversity groups. So lots of different options there. So that information is available on the website for lehighvalley.score.org. So you can click through those. Let's talk for a minute about another small business resource available in our community, the Small Business Development Center. And they, on their website, they start with a small business financing tip, a four-part business plan. A complete business plan has the following components, four components, which makes sense, four-part business plan. One, funding request. Two, business plan narrative. Three, financial projections. And four, supporting documentation. The funding request describes what the money will be used for. The business plan outlines the business model. The forecast shows the ability to repay the lender or investor, and the supporting documentation could include financial statements, tax returns, construction estimates, resumes, patents, or other items depending on the project. If a lender or investor requests a business plan, it needs to contain each of these four parts. So again, about being proactive instead of reactive, it makes sense. If anyone watches Shark Tank regularly, you know that they will just kick you out of the room if you don't come in with your business plan and know your numbers off the top of your head. So you want to go into any kind of a business idea that you have with a plan. And here's kind of the framework for that. You don't want to go in and ask for a loan for your business without having some of this ready, because that, I would think, certainly would taint a bank's or a financier's willingness to give you money if they think you come in without the plan already in place. So about the Lehigh University Small Business Development Center, the mission of the Lehigh University Small Business Development Center is to provide entrepreneurs and small business owners with the knowledge needed to make smart decisions and prosper. The Lehigh University Small Business Development Center provides consulting services and educational programs to entrepreneurs wanting to start or grow a small business. The consultants work one-on-one with entrepreneurs to help test a new business proposition, shape a business plan, or investigate funding issues. Addressing topics ranging from financing to issues to marketing tactics, SBDC programs serve to inform and assist entrepreneurs with the many tasks that business owners face. Consultations with staff are by appointment only, so they encourage you to submit your request for service prior to coming to the office. And their services include pre-venture. Those exploring the idea of a new business who do not have previous business experience can start working with the SBDC by attending their first step pre-business workshop. The content's a general overview of what it takes to start a business, and the sessions are held at various locations in Northampton, Lehigh, Upper Bucks, and Northern Montgomery counties. And they also have an online version. So that is a great, great resource. I know many, many years ago, I had a coworker. This is when I was working at a law firm. A coworker came to me and she wanted to buy a business. And she was all gung-ho. It looked like a great deal. The business owners really, you know, told her all the wonderful things about their business. I believe it was like a shipping store, a UPS shipping store at the time. And I said, you know, you have to look at the financials. You can't just look at the numbers they're giving you. You actually have to look at some financial statements if you're going to buy a business. And I directed her, I believe back then it was, to Lehigh's SBDC. And she did get some help, and they told her how to go through it. And she ended up not buying the business. But if she had gone through it without kind of getting the support, she could have made a real mistake. So it's a great idea. They also have services for new and existing businesses as well. So lots of good financial support for our businesses or people wanting to go into businesses right here in our Lehigh Valley. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about some other resources that are available in Lehigh County and Northampton County. The phone number is 610-758-8810. We'll be back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
The many choices and real voices on WDIY are made possible with support from our generous, sustaining members. An automatic monthly gift of $10 on your credit card is an easy way to become a WDIY member and support the programs you love. Set up your monthly sustaining membership gift today. Call 610-694-8100 extension 7 or visit wdiy.org. Thank you.
Welcome back to Your Financial Choices. This is your host, Lori Siebert. And this evening, we're talking about resources in the community, financial and otherwise. I do just want to add a little bit more regarding the Small Business Development Center at Lehigh University. And I kind of didn't give it enough attention before the break. On the last one, for new and existing businesses. And I think this is important because I kind of kept thinking new businesses mostly. This is existing businesses as well. And I think why this would be really important is hopefully as you start up a business, it becomes successful. That's what we want, right? We go into business to be profitable, but that business can evolve and grow. And they offer some additional services, which I think are worth mentioning because so often you might start a business and it could just be you and maybe a spouse or a child or your sibling or one partner. And as you grow, you have additional needs. So it can work with established companies as well. The consultants can and staff can work with established companies to receive help with a wide array of projects ranging from financing, because as your business grows, you may need additional financing. Maybe you have a new product. And also human resources and government contracting and international trade. So again, as the company starts to grow, whatever your business, it could go in all those directions. So they do help with that as well. But there is, again, a request for service. So you have to go on their website or call them and to become a client, to put in that information. And if you've previously worked with them as well. And their offices are located at 416 East 5th Street by Lehigh University's main campus in Southside of Bethlehem. All right, now I want to talk a minute about some healthcare resources. Healthcare is a big topic. Healthcare is a big cost for a lot of people. This was brought to my attention when I realized my middle daughter is going to be 26 in November, and she will come off of our health insurance. Years ago, our children, you know, came off of our health insurance. I think it was at age 21 or when they graduated college. I don't recall. And then with the Affordable Care Act, and it might have even been before the Affordable Care Act, they changed it that we could have our adult children on our health care through age 26. And that's been great. But what happens when they turn 26? Well, you might think most kids might be already independent and, you know, working and having a full-time job. Well, that could be the case, but what is happening today is quite often, even with a bachelor's degree, many jobs are requiring masters. A bachelor's isn't even enough. My daughter has her bachelor's in psychology, but you can't go practice in any regard without a master's. So she's working on her master's in clinical counseling and really won't be able to have a full-time job where she can get the benefits that she would need for the health care until she finishes that, because if she's going to school, she's working, but she's working, you know, part-time because she's in this grad program and it's year-round and she's paying for it herself. So there's a lot of balls that she's juggling. So what's going to happen? Well, when she turns 26, I told her she's going to have to go on the marketplace and look for health insurance. And she may qualify for some premium tax credits to bring the cost of the health insurance down to something that would be affordable for her. But with a part-time income, she doesn't make a ton of money. And most of that money is going toward her graduate program. So I started thinking what other options might be available out there for her. So I, you know, Googled some information and found out, and I don't know if this is well known in the community or not, but the hospitals do offer some assistance for people who have a financial need. So Lehigh Valley Health Network and St. Luke's both have some programs where it's not health insurance that they're providing, but some assistance. So what it said for Lehigh Valley Health Network was, we care for all people regardless of ability to pay. We never want to ignore your health care needs because you can't afford to pay medical expenses. Get the health care you need first. Then, if you do not have health insurance or if your insurance plan only partially covers your medical expenses, we'll continue to help you. So they have options if you're uninsured or underinsured. And they do reference going to healthcare.gov, because some people might not realize that if your income threshold is within like 400% of the poverty level, you can get premium tax credits or premium credits against the cost of the insurance that could bring it down depending on what kind of policy you get. So that really is something you should check out, of course. If you're below the poverty line, then Medicaid is available. I have often heard people say, you know, but I don't want my 26-year-old on Medicaid. Well, you know, there has to be an income element to go on the marketplace. It's if you don't have income and your child's over 26, then it may be Medicaid that they would qualify for. But maybe you don't want to go that route. It depends. But what the hospital financial assistance programs might do is you have to apply for it. And if you qualify, then your bill may be reduced depending on where you fall within that poverty level. So family size, the Department of Health and Human Services guideline poverty level, 200% of the poverty level, 300% of the poverty level, 400% of the poverty level. So they look at those in deciding how much assistance they're going to give you. So there's also a list of Lehigh Valley Physician Group providers in the Lehigh Valley, Hazleton, Schuylkill County, Poconos, who participate in the financial assistance program. So you can get financial assistance, but there are also real doctors that are participating in the program that, you know, may work with you in covering the cost of visiting the doctors. You can talk with a financial counselor at Lehigh Valley Hospital. And so, you know, I just would like to point this out to people, that don't forgo your health. If you're not healthy and you're of working age and you could be working, you wouldn't want your health to come in between you having the ability to earn income, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I imagine there are people who need medicine to be able to work as well. Maybe there's mental health issues and medicine is what makes the difference. If you can't afford your medicine, you can't afford seeing the doctor, then you maybe can't be stable enough to go to your job. So there are resources out there. And I just think it's really important that everyone understands that they're there. And St. Luke's University Health Network is also committed to providing quality health care at a reasonable price as well for the patients who do not have effective health insurance coverage. They offer discounts and payment options, and they also encourage you to meet with their financial counselors in their financial assistance program for uninsured patients. So Just know that there could be resources out there. And it might not be for you, my listener, but maybe you have, adult children or friends who may need help, and someone loses a job, could be really important. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk music offers a variegated pattern of performers and styles. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for In the Tradition. Together, we'll trace the roots and branches of American folk music from the earliest recordings and performers through today's talented players. In the Tradition, Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org.
WDIY.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices right here on WDIY 88.1. Podcast of prior shows available at WDIY.org under local programming, Your Financial Choices. We are talking about resources in our community tonight, and we've talked a little bit about some of the financial resources and have moved on a little bit about some healthcare options for people who can't otherwise afford health insurance. And let's talk a little bit about some assistance programs, and then I want to talk about county resource guides with a lot of different resources for people for any number of needs. So really quickly, again, I've just kind of Googled, some resource guides, and this is some things that popped up. So Lehigh County has an assistance program. So Lehigh County Assistance Programs, it says find out how to get financial help and what churches, charities, and government assistance programs to apply at. Grants can pay back rent or utility bills, including heating or electric. Lower-income families in Lehigh County and Allentown may also get free food from pantries, gasoline vouchers, or get help with their mortgage deposits or medical needs from a wide variety of places. Most of the aid is free to apply for and can make a difference, but you have to apply to it. But why I thought this was important to talk about, we make a lot of assumptions, within our community. We see people working, we see them going to work. We talked about this at Women United. Children go to school, and what we might not see is it might be a single mother. She might be working two jobs. Maybe it's tough making ends meet, paying the rent, buying food. Children could end up going to school without food, and then they aren't at their sharpest and best to learn and taking that information, which is so important for their own growth. And I realized, we probably do make some assumptions. People probably aren't telling their stories. How often do people fall on hard times and are embarrassed by it and don't want to mention it? It could happen. So we have to understand the resources that are available to us when we're in those pinches and get some support. So Lehigh County offers some assistance programs, help with paying the rent, some foreclosure assistance and mediation, and they have a number of resources. I know with utilities, they have something with UGI Utilities. There's neighborhood centers, assistance offices. Lehigh Churches is a network of faith-based groups. They offer a number of programs, and I think it's Lehigh County, I have a name for it somewhere here, Conference of Churches, I believe. So they have some programs and can help people. And then I saw also help from the Allentown-based Community Action Agency. So the local nonprofit agency Community Action Committee of the Lehigh Valley offers low to moderate income people as well as others who need some support with several different assistance programs. And their offerings include debt help, employment services, free food, foreclosure, mortgage help, heating, utility, and energy bills. But what I thought was really important is this debt help. I have had people call on the show or call me at the office to say, you know, I'm having some trouble managing my debt. And there used to be a local organization, I believe it was Lehigh Credit Counseling, over in Whitehall, which I think was eventually absorbed into a national nonprofit that helps with money management and debt management. But it kind of feels more distant. I didn't realize that the Community Action Committee of the Lehigh Valley has a financial services program for debt help. So a financial services program helps people eliminate credit card and other debts, use a debt management plan, counseling, or other forms of assistance. And then they also have, some people might not want to go talk about it with anyone, but if you go to the website, and this was from Lehigh County Assistance Programs, as I mentioned, needhelppayingbills.com, but then you click through to Lehigh County. They also have links that you can go to if you kind of want to do some things on your own that will maybe help you or guide you through debt help options. Employment services, they say you can work with a counselor to both find a job and improve your career prospects. Free food, the Community Action Committee of the Lehigh Valley has a partnership with the Second Harvest Food Bank of Lehigh Valley in Northeast Pennsylvania. Together, they provide thousands of people with free food, groceries, and other supplies. And grants to prevent evictions. So lots of help. Health, dental, and medical care in Lehigh, the Allentown Health Bureau. You can call the Allentown Health Bureau. They provide health care information, access to community clinics, immunizations, and education. For example, learn about medical bill negotiation. Okay, so lots and lots of resources. I also found that on a website, health.pa.gov, is where you can get county resource guides. So I found a Lehigh County resource guide and a Northampton County resource guide for any number of other kinds of needs. So this is broken down in sections, and it says children and youth with special health care needs and their families. That is as important as, you know, getting financial and health care needs, because if you can't take care of your family, it causes lots of stress and could impact your job and getting to your job if you're having issues with your children. And if they have special needs, how do you get help? So they list a number of organizations, and this guide is like, let me see how many pages. The Lehigh County Guide is 15, 16 pages, and they talk about advocacy for special health care needs, the ARC of Lehigh and Northampton Counties. Then there's a juvenile law center. Let's see what else we have. LGBT Youth in Crisis Hotline, Kaleidoscope Family Solutions, Kids as Self-Advocates, Assistive Technology, Carbon Lehigh Intermediate Unit, 21 departments, Caroline's Cart, Grocery Cart, designed for families with older children or adults with physical special needs, Pennsylvania Care Planning Council, Community Disability, Counseling for Special Health Care Needs. So they have a Juvenile Law Center, Carbon Lehigh Intermediate again, daycare. So lots of information, early intervention, service information, the PA Department of Education Early Intervention Program, Provides support and services to families with children from birth to age 5 with developmental delays and disabilities. We know how important it is to have early intervention. It can make a big difference in your child's ability to go on and, be able to navigate life where it takes them in the education system and eventually in the work system. So early intervention, very, very important. VIA of the Lehigh Valley, programs for individuals with disabilities like autism, cerebral palsy, and Down syndrome, and families from birth through retirement. So that's really important. And especially we're seeing, I don't have statistics on this, but it seems that there are more and more children and folks on the spectrum. And again, early intervention and getting, strategies and skills to navigate that makes such a difference. On the Lehigh County Resource Guide, they also talk, and this is on the Northampton Resource Guide as well, they talk about health insurance, CHIP, healthcare.gov. And the healthcare.gov, when I looked at it for my daughter when we were navigating health insurance, you basically put in your zip code and you can say you're just exploring. And I believe they ask for your income and your age, I believe, and it'll pop up with any number of plans. There's bronze plans, silver plans, gold plans. Some of the health insurance plans will have higher deductibles and maybe more out-of-pocket expenses to lower the premium. But again, if you can factor in by putting in your income, it'll give you an idea of what kind of premium tax credit or premium assistance you would get for that income level. And that can make a big difference. And it takes the fear out of moving forward with getting health insurance. But there's any number of plans on that to explore. All right. So any number of these resources that are out there. Lehigh County Conferences of Churches. So this was an association of over 150 local churches, has several social service programs. A recent grant funds homeless housing services for adults with a mental health or other disability. They have a Pathways program, which is an emergency service clearinghouse for people with housing, food, job, and other needs. They also sponsor the Linkage program, whose street caseworker connects homeless people with services. You may also be volunteers in our community. Our listeners may be volunteers in our community. And we might be volunteering for one organization. And, it's about also understanding how some of these other services in our community can, marry together with the services that you may be volunteering for to bring that extra bit of benefit to whatever organization you might be supporting. So there's so many great organizations in the Lehigh Valley. New Bethany Ministries, Northampton County Housing Authority. So lots of different programs. When we talk about other resources that are available, I did mention, resources right here in our community. Organizations like the United Way, if you go on their website, you'll see all of the different organizations that they work with that are feet on the ground and providing services in the community. And you can see what organizations they're supporting. And if you're not someone who needs these services, maybe you're someone who can help support these services with your financial giving. Next week on the show, I am going to talk about charitable giving because I just saw a recent study that said charitable giving was down this past year, and they think it was because of the changes in the tax code with more people using a standard deduction rather than itemizing their deductions. Maybe they're not getting as big of a bang for their donations, so maybe charitable giving is down. I haven't explored the exact data on that yet to know exactly what the numbers mean. Sometimes people are giving by making donations of personal property or their, the clothing, used goods. Was it monetary donations that were going down is what I would be curious about. But again, with all of these services that are available in our community, they're available through either federal or state or local governmental funding with support from people who have the means to do so. And so if you're not someone who needs these services, as my mother always said, it could be you tomorrow. Is there a way that we can help support some of these services through our philanthropy? So next week, I will be talking about that. We're coming up on the last break. If you have questions or ideas for topics for future shows, you're welcome to give us a call. You can talk live on air or off air, 610-758-8810. We'll be back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices right here on WDIY and 88.1. Please share that with family and friends. And you can always listen live, streaming online through the website, or listen to podcasts of prior shows, again, at WDIY.org under local programming and look for prior shows. So we have been talking about resources in the community, financial and otherwise, and I know that there are probably so many more. If anyone was listening tonight and said, hey, she didn't mention, ABC, it wasn't intentionally to include or exclude anyone. I just realized there are just so many resources. And, I'm a researcher by design. I just love looking things up. I don't know if it's because of my accounting background. One of my favorite classes was tax, and one of my favorite professors really emphasized research and, digging in deep to get all the information that you need. And so you have to realize that sometimes you have to kind of keep at things. I was just talking with someone who said there were some services that were needed for a special needs person in New Jersey, and it took a while, but if you're diligent and, tenacious about it, there usually are resources out there. So it's about just kind of really being an advocate for yourself and taking the time to find those resources that are out there. I also think it's probably a good idea sometimes to get that information from more than one source. I was talking with someone earlier today who needed a referral for, a service, and called a couple different places and found a referral was the same person twice. And he thought, well, that's a good sign that I've called a couple different places and got the same name for a service that he needed. So I think it's important when you're researching anything that you want to get involved in, that you're making sure that you're exploring all the avenues that are available. So, for example, I mentioned even for people who want more help with some starting a business or working on a business, or as that business has evolved or transitioned, there are a couple organizations that I happen to mention tonight. I'm sure there are probably more, but lehighvalley.score.org is the website for Lehigh Valley Score, and of course the Small Business Development Center at Lehigh University. So right there we have a couple. You could always kind of see which services would work better for you. And the same thing that would apply for maybe some of this health care assistance. Maybe one organization would work better for you. Maybe it depends on where you live and or what services you need. So please take the time to make sure that you're exploring that and be tenacious. Libraries, I will say you can always check out resources at the libraries. We can't forget about them. Librarians serve a tremendous role for us when we're not sure how to research something or look for something. It's amazing how much they know. They're used to doing this for people and used to helping people. So that's also a good resource for people to go to your local library. It's tremendous to me how much they know. Because I do find that even in my own work, when I need to research a topic, it's really almost more about knowing what your, you know, what keywords to use. What are you going to research? You know, we can have two or three people researching the same thing and get different results because one person knew how to get the right keywords that they needed. And I myself will do that sometimes when I'm researching something. I'll kind of have to sit and think it through a little bit to get what I want. So take your time, make sure you're getting all the information that's applicable and available to you. As far as resources outside of our local area, remember I had mentioned about the Lehigh County Resource Guide and the Northampton County Resource Guide. Those are housed at a state website, health.pa.gov. So that was on a Pennsylvania website. So we can't forget about our resources at the state level and also at the government level. I've mentioned a number of times lots of government websites that also have resources and things like irs.gov, ssa.gov for Social Security Administration, medicare.gov. So there are a number of websites and information that you can use for a number of different things. Neil, you've checked out some things.
We've done some programs here for seniors specifically, and one of them was transportation for seniors. And Senior Rides is an organization that helps to provide that. There's a website called caring.com, and they have a list of 8 senior rides that are available either free or reduced costs. So there are a couple of organizations out there that will give seniors rides to places like their doctor visits, or to the pharmacy, or for food shopping, or say that they want to visit a family member, but they can't drive anymore because a doctor said, don't get in a car anymore, don't drive anymore. You're not able to because of, you know, eyesight or reaction times or things like that. And so for the folks that we talked to said that senior ride programs really helped enrich their lives again and made them feel free and mobile again.
Right.
So caring.com has a list of 8, but you probably shouldn't just restrict yourself to that. There are other services available on a more local basis. But caring.com also points out programs from Uber and Lyft that also provide ride things. Now, the problem with a senior, with Uber, can you figure out what it is already that and getting the service to come and pick you up? What would the main problem
be? The phone.
Right. So they have alternate ways for seniors to get a hold of Uber or Lyft to pick them up because they may not have the phone service that they need. Yeah. So anyway, caring.com is one website that you can go to. And right now they currently have 8 areas listed, 8 services that provide either low cost or no cost services for rides. So
that's wonderful.
And you can do anything with it. You can get a ride to the theater.
Yeah.
And then be picked up afterwards or whatever it happens to be that you want to do. I don't think there's any restrictions except for long distance travel. So
now, is that caring.com strictly for the senior rides or does it cover
No, it's a larger area of interest for seniors.
Okay, so it's a website they could check out for other services that may be available as well.
And I wouldn't say restrict yourself to that one. It is one that's, you know, it's a website that's going to have ads and things on it as well. But it gives you a lot of ideas, especially for mobility, mm-hmm. which I think is maybe one of the top issues for seniors that we were asked to investigate in the Take Charge of Your Life program.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Nutrition was other, home health care was other, but rides was a real big problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then you either have aging family members or others that live out of town that they can't drive 100 miles to take you to the grocery store.
Right.
So it became impractical for some seniors, you know, getting stuck at home.
Do you have information on when that program aired, Take Charge of Your Life, that you covered that?
Not in front of me right now, but I'd be happy to for you for next week if you
right.
want to reference back
okay.
to it. We'll find the date of that program, and folks can go back and
listen. Is that housed
it.
On our website, WDIY.org,
yeah.
as well, under
yeah.
local programming,
right.
Take Charge of Your Life?
In the local program area, Take Charge of Your Life has numerous topics for seniors that also help connect them with services that are either low cost or free.
Okay.
But I thought that was an interesting one that you hadn't covered yet in your topic, but
I appreciate
it'd be
you.
Really helpful to people, you know, seniors who can't drive anymore. That happened to my mother. She couldn't drive anymore.
Yeah.
And she used a couple of services to get around. But fortunately, she also had family members to help,
mm-hmm.
too. So.
Yeah, but it still gives them their independence, which I think is so important, because quite often they don't want to bother their son
you
or their daughter. And
right. You don't want to lean on your family
right.
all the time. So
right.
if it's something mundane during the day that you have to do and your family members are at work, you can get a lift to the supermarket
mm-hmm.
and back home.
And, you know, earlier I talked about Second Harvest Food Bank, and WDIY does that program with Second Harvest Food Bank for our fall drive. And are we going to continue to do that this fall as well?
I don't know if we'll do it this fall, but we have gone back to them numerous times. And places like Second Harvest Food Bank, they don't judge, they don't ask questions. And they've just expanded, and they expanded their warehousing, so they're able to provide more food aid to people. But, yeah, that's another great resource in addition to, you know, the local church groups that
mm-hmm.
that provide services.
Mm-hmm. And I should mention Meals on Wheels as well, because that is also volunteers bringing meals to sometimes elderly people as well.
Yeah. And if listeners are of an age group now where they could really benefit from that, don't hesitate to call an organization like Meals on Wheels. They also do something nice, which is sort of a health check service. How are you doing? Do you need anything? All right, well, we'll make a call for you or help you out or make sure that you've got what you need. So that has not only the aspect of bringing, you know, food, nutrition, but, you know, also a check to make sure everyone's okay.
Well, that's a good thing to know, too, for folks whose family is outside the area. You could encourage mom and dad maybe to participate in Meals on Wheels and have that check then.
And make you feel good to know that they're being checked upon, you know, each week.
Mm-hmm. And Lori Catanzaro just had mentioned the local Salvation Army as well. They have food pantries and soup kitchens for people who are in need of food. So many great organizations. Neil, thank you so much for mentioning that. I think that's really powerful to know about senior rides. I think having one's independence as we age and age in place sometimes, but maybe we can't get out. We can stay in our home, but don't have the authority or the permission to drive anymore. I've had that happen to a client recently, someone who was very, very independent and now was told she can no longer drive. She has some periodic dementia, so she would be a candidate for that. So
absolutely.
I'm going to have to make sure I mention that to her, because her children are outside the area as well. So I really appreciate you mentioning that.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, next week we are going to talk about charitable giving, as I mentioned. WDIY is going to have a little bit of a fund drive for the fall to raise some additional resources that we would love to have to continue to bring this great programming. And I'm going to talk about some great ways to do charitable giving, which would apply whether you're making wonderful donations to WDIY or not, because I want folks to know that there are still a lot of tax-saving charitable giving options available, even if you don't itemize. So that's what I want to make sure that you understand. We can continue our charitable giving. We just have to be a little bit maybe smarter or thoughtful about what we're doing to get some tax benefits that we no longer get if we don't itemize. So we'll talk about some of that next week. I think it's really powerful information to have. So that's what we'll be doing. Thank you, listeners, tonight for listening in. I hope it was helpful to learn about some of the resources in the community that we have available to us, especially for people who are thinking about starting a business or have a business that's transitioning. Lots of resources available, lehighvalley.score.org. And again, I want to mention that they have that upcoming workshop, Legal Issues for Your Small Business, where they are going to talk about what type of legal entity might be best for your business. So that is on June 27th. And more information is at their website, lehighvalley.score.org. And of course, lots of resources available. Folks, coming up next, we have Tom Druckenmiller with In the Tradition Folk Music. Remember, pay attention, be proactive, not reactive. Make the best of your financial choices. Thank you, Neil. Thank you, Lori. Have a great week.
This is WDIY Allentown. The time is 7 o'clock.